Hello and welcome to GQHQ PQ Lite. What are we calling this? Bite size.
Summer shorts.
Summer shorts. I forgot that because we're all wearing. Oh no, we're not wearing shorts today. Louis's not in shorts today.
He has to stay behind and do extra.
Do you want trousers or no trousers?
Are they tear offs?
No, I can take them off if you want.
Did you ever have a pair of them?
Tear offs
that had zips?
Nah,
no.
Oh, I did. I had a couple of pairs. I thought they were the coolest thing ever.
I had a pair of like the ones that button all the way up to the side.
Do you mean stripper trousers?
Kind of.
They're for athletic wear, though. For like,
yeah, so you can put your boots and stuff on, so you don't have to take them over the... Yeah, and also stripping.
And also stripping. I think there's a whole genre of video I would love to just see a compilation of. It's when people go to do the big tear-off when they're doing like... It's mostly a joke, you know, like a jackass and things like that. But they try and tear it off and don't manage to get it. And then like they fall over with half their trousers off. It's like, this is brilliant.
It's a sexy look.
It is, absolutely. That turned into a sexy dance. That's all part of it. Welcome along. That wasn't meant to be straight into that kind of content, but we're here.
You're welcome.
Myself, Scott and Louis.
Hey.
I'm Goose, in case you didn't realize from my awkwardly annoying voice. That we're all here to do some summer shorts, GQHQPQ.
Summer shorts, yep. Yeah, we got three questions and some light, friendly topics. Not like what we were discussing just before it started.
No, we got pretty dark before this.
Injury content, that's what he means.
We're not
by that.
Getting into that.
We're not going to talk
Although
about
we
it
did
now.
Come up with a good topic, but then we suddenly were like, no, save it for the podcast.
We did.
So now we've got great content for the podcast, which I'm sure Louis is going to give extremely one-word answers
which
to.
Which we're very safe
for. Oh, right, that the safe stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, we're not going to discuss right. What we discussed.
Yeah, wait for you to have to do a ton of editing. I made this thing, and then...
Okay, but yeah, so I mean, we can just jump straight into discussing that.
Straight.
Yeah.
Right, we were talking earlier about, well, people call it different things, because it sounds like you call it something different, but craft and design, I think we would know it as craft and design. We would call it the techie, like tech department.
It was tech.
Yeah, I can't think of what we called it. Like, we're talking metalwork.
Techo.
Yeah, we had a sort of like, the way the senior school system works here is that you have your S1 to S6. So S1, you're about 12 or 13, and then S6 is when you leave. But it's optional to do S6, so you leave. You can leave when you're 17, and actually, you can leave when you're 16.
Yeah.
And then your final year is sort of 17, 18, that kind of age.
Yeah.
And over those 6 years, the first like 2 years, you'll do kind of like a broad range of all these subjects, and one of them is called craft and design at the school I was at. Mm. And craft and design did things like... you made, I remember we made a coat hook, a metal coat hook, but then you dipped in plastic, you know?
Yeah.
And that was fun. I made one that was a hand and the finger came down and held the hook. So we were talking earlier what we made in craft and design. So did you have something similar to that?
I think we just called it like...
woodwork and metalwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was basically that.
I think there was an overall sort of thing. And then there was like electronics kind of thing.
Oh, really? Just so his clothes didn't get messy.
Sorry, umbrella term. Yeah. And then there's also like a separate, like textiles.
Yeah. Oh, we had...
But that was in...
That was called home economics.
Yes, we had that.
We had. Home economics was cooking and textiles.
Yeah.
Which one of my friends did the... higher of twice because no one stopped him from doing it. So he did because in your fifth year you did hires and they're the really important exams and that's what you apply to university with.
And
this has all changed now, by the way, because I'm old and school was a million years ago for me. Now they talk about different set levels of exams and I'm like, oh, I just feel like my parents when they talk to me about their exams that weren't the same as the ones that I studied. So yeah, and I talk to kids now and they're like, oh, I just did my whatever int fours, like, what's that? It's like a different currency. I don't know what this revolves around. But he did it higher in fifth year, did it higher in home economics, just did it again sixth year, the exact same course. And he got an A in it first time round. So it's not like he was improving his score.
Was that his intention?
I was talking to him about it a few weeks ago. And I was just in tears laughing because he knew what he was doing. He wasn't doing it. He knew he had done that. It wasn't unintentional.
Wow.
Sorry, I find that so funny. Yeah. HE was a great... also, I like how everyone... I can imagine Australians do this well, is shorten down the names of their subjects to different things that we would... I would just call it HE, home economics.
Oh, yeah.
But or is it,
we just call it home ec.
Home ec.
Home ec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
HE. Maybe that's a... I don't know. I was going to say... I was going to say it's my kind of school kind of thing.
Yeah.
HE.
Yeah. But in like metalwork in like our first few years and stuff,
yeah,
we had like kind of everyone did. And then it was an optional thing. I think I made a ring in metalwork, and that's the only thing I can remember making in metalwork.
A ring?
Yeah.
That's quite like intense. That's like jewelry.
Nah. It was pretty much just like
a washer.
Flatten out a bit of metal, like a round bit of metal rod. Just flatten it out with a hammer and then weld it together. So the teacher welded it together. Oh. And then just buff it up. Oh, wow. That was it. Yeah. Yeah. So it was simple, but it was fine.
Hey, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it was good. And then in woodwork, we made some more things. Like I made my dad a truck.
A small truck.
Not full.
Full wooden truck.
A model truck. Yeah, it was good. I don't know if he still has it. Probably not. But I was quite proud of it.
I still have a pencil case that I made in woodwork when I was first there.
Nice.
Like, I think it was first or second year, and it's like a wooden pencil case.
Oh.
That you, like box, really. Had a slider at the top of it. That was fun.
Nice.
I actually remember. I spent all my time in graphic design and graphic communication, which were all the tech department. And yeah, I just spent all my time there. Did you say nerd?
No.
Didn't you study English?
Yeah.
So you were in English all the time.
Lingual nerd.
No.
Just sticking with what you know. I speak this language, so no. I'll stick around this department.
I was just hanging around.
just at the school, just any subject.
Initiating the mass football games.
Yeah, pretty much. Any time, just kicking a football around.
Yeah.
There was something about those football games at school that were just different level.
Yeah, we used to do it. We used to just do it around... There was like, we had like quite large... like. Grassy areas, but we decided we're just going to play a game that had no goals. It's just whoever had the ball at the end was the winner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like
just a big game possession.
We used to call that in New Zealand murder ball.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Which very much comes close to that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, we were one of the reasons that our school got soccer balls banned.
Oh,
yeah, I remember this.
I thought that was going to be
tennis balls.
That's the reason why we won the football championship.
Yep, and that.
We could keep the ball better than anyone else. No one got near us.
I captained our team to further than it had been in years.
And
then they banned it.
It's like Footloose.
Outlawed, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Scott would to keep you up. He's in a warehouse to let out his frustration.
Yeah.
We played a lot of football tennis.
Oh, football tennis, like Wally.
Ooh.
No. So sometimes there was an actual, like, pretend net in a way.
Oh, right. And then you would just kick it back and forth.
Yeah.
An actual pretend net in a way.
So there was, like, a wall in between two areas.
Right.
So it was obviously not a net.
Yeah.
But we'd pretend it's a net.
Ah, okay.
But it was still in the way.
Okay. And it was, okay. And I thought you meant, like, an actual pretend net. Everyone has to pretend that there's a net.
Yeah.
I remember playing, because when I worked in New Zealand, I helped out with a school called Hamilton Boys High School, legends, and they played rugby tennis a lot, and that was a great fun game. And we used to play it with them quite often, and that was basically just you basically got a rugby field, or smaller than a rugby field, half a field, say, and you just kick the ball, two teams, either side, kick the ball, someone has to catch it, and wherever they catch it from, they have to kick it back, and you're trying to just force the other team back further and further and further.
Do you know what we call that?
What?
Forcey backs.
Oh, the bookies have got that.
Classic.
And if you catch on the full, you get 5 steps.
Yes. Yeah. That was exactly it.
Yeah.
I was
that banned as well?
Yeah, because they used to play it with like rocks. I was listening back to the podcast the other day, and I have to go back to something I laughed out loud about, and I wish we'd talked more about. Is how badly do you want to play that game where you just fire the ball in the air and try and catch it?
Oh, yeah.
I really want to go with it.
I'm really good at catching too.
I think I'm good at catching as well. For the position that I played at rugby, I think I'm actually quite good at catching, comparatively.
All those forces.
Louis's good at throwing.
I'm good at catching as well. I don't want to downplay.
Louis is a hooker.
I don't want to downplay my abilities here.
I don't know how he dealt with the pressure of being. If you don't understand rugby, by the way, and you're listening to this podcast, it's no problem. But Louis and I played rugby together. I played prop, which is like the big person in the field who just, I don't know, is big. And Louis played hooker, which is the sort of slightly more skilled player in the field. but I say slightly, way more skilled player in the field, has a lot more pressure and throws in at the line outs.
Oh.
And I do not know how you dealt with that pressure. Yeah. Is the answer poorly?
Sometimes. Normally, I mean, it's just practice things until it's second nature.
But you were part of the cup-winning team as hooker.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, that's a good thing.
No, I mean, just to be clear, you're sitting in a room with two Scottish Cup winners University Cup winners, and we were bottom 5% of the level of that team.
Again, you just don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Played two very important roles on that team.
Just chuck the ball in.
Front row. And everyone else behind us was like premiership players. Yeah. So, and now we're like pro players.
Yeah. Just pretend like you're still in the schoolyard.
Yeah.
It was quite funny winning the cup like that. Felt unfair, actually, if anything, going up against all these university students. And it was like, oh, we've got a bunch of pro players playing for us. So, welcome to the game.
Saddle up, team. Speaking of game, let's get into the percentage game. Let's do some questions.
Okay, question one. We've got three to go through. Question one. What is the chemical symbol for phosphorus?
Ooh.
Answer percentage.
Chemical symbol for phosphorus.
Phosphorus.
P.
P.
I think it's P. These are some of my favorite questions you'll ever ask at a quiz, because someone who says it will say it usually correct first, and then someone goes, oh, but is it pH? And it's like, no, I don't think it's pH, because that's the scale you use for.
Yeah.
So surely pH isn't one that you would use. P, phosphorus, I think is. What else would be P? Penicillin.
Yeah.
The well-known element.
The well-known element. No, I think P is a safe bet.
P for pterodactyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
P, phosphorus. That.
It's P. Not PB, because that's something different.
Lead.
Plum bum. P is correct.
Yay. Nice.
P right. For phosphorus. But what percentage of teams got that correct?
Good school subject, chemistry.
Yeah.
I was terrible at it.
Same.
I'm a physics boy. Of the three, I'm definitely more physics than...
I was just trying to remember what I got at school.
If you got, did you do chemistry at higher?
Yeah, I got higher chemistry and physics, I think.
Oh, well played you.
Didn't do biology.
Nah, I wasn't good at biology or chemistry. I liked things that were like mathematically clear and made sense. Whereas chemistry to me, it was like, oh, and this makes this and you'll never see it. It's like, you'll never, it will tell you that's what happens, but you'll never see that actually happening. It's like, cool.
Yeah, I did chemistry in my highest, but I dropped out of physics.
I love physics.
Just couldn't get it.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh.
Goose, you've said.
86%.
Scott.
76%.
76. 86. This one came out at 64%.
Oh, come on.
Scott's closest, gets 2 points. Big start. In the shortened format, in the T20 version of the percentage game.
Absolutely.
That's a big
ridiculous.
Start.
Yeah.
The T20 version of this game.
Yeah, the 100 version of this game.
I'm assuming you're not into the Ashes.
No, Louis asked me earlier.
I was watching a bit when I had some food.
You're into sport.
I love sport. I love the Ashes in the same way I watch cycling and other things. It's because...
Long form.
Yeah, there's a lot of silence and background stuff, and you just vibe along with it, and then something happens sometimes.
Something big happens.
Did you watch the golf then?
The what? No, I don't like golf.
That's so upsetting.
It's too consistent.
Yeah.
The US Open was on over the weekend. It was great.
Ah, okay.
It was very fun watching.
Yeah, I only knew the Ashes was on because I saw it on a pub's Instagram post. Oh. Come watch the Ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Okay. Can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
There's,
can't remember.
You know, the annoying thing with the golf is there's adverts quite regularly, especially towards the end, because there's less to show as you get less players out in the course. And at the end, they just show the same adverts over and over and over again. And one of them was the Ashes is on. And it's like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, how about a different sport?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they charge at like the time of day that they show ads to the company? So if it's like towards the end, they charge more?
But though... I think they'll be advertising packages for the whole show because there was basically three Skechers. I really want another pair of Skechers right now.
Well, it works. He's talking about the Ashes too.
Yeah, the Ashes, it works. And then they had one for Amazon delivery about a guy who was a security guard who then wants to become a chef.
Ah, and get your Skechers delivered from Amazon.
He wanted to get lots. He got lots of things for chefing delivered, like a whisk and things like that. Which
chef shoes for sure.
I'm not saying I'm against that being what they advertise, but it feels like that's all stuff you could buy pretty easily from a shop.
Yeah.
The first thing he gets is a griddle, and you're like, get that from a shop. I also would want to get that from a shop because it feels like something you'd want to like touch first. No?
Yeah. Try it before you buy.
Not that I'm saying you can do a cook-up. Amazon, but you know.
That's fair to say though. I made a napkin holder when I was in woodwork. My parents still have
like a ring?
No, like a it's like a box with like a little sort of a hinge, and you put the hinge down and it holds them in. So, yeah, it's pretty good. My parents either have mine or my sister's, because we both made all the same stuff.
Right, yeah. So, and you're about the same level at it, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, she was a year above me, so I just...
Just to be clear, that'd be so funny if your sister made one and then you made one the year after and they're like, huh, this one's better. Throw out your sister's. We don't need two of these.
Yeah, we don't need two.
That'd be great. Every time you come home with the same thing, there's a reckoning. a judgment period. They play the music. They have their own soundboard ready to go. Da, 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 da. Right, reckoning on.
Just like, both just really looking at each of them. Saying, oh, this one's, should have nailed those nails in a little bit more. This hinge is a bit squeaky on this one.
And then they toss it into the furnace.
It's wood. It burns.
If I have kids, that's how I'm going to treat them. Play them off against each other, just casually. All the time. And then wonder why they get really ruined in later life, you know?
Yeah. He's not ruined.
No, he definitely isn't.
Thanks, Louis.
Wonder why they get ruined. Scott. Question two. Question two. The Uffizi Gallery, known for its collection of Renaissance masterpieces, is located in which Italian city? So the Uffizi Gallery, UFFIZI Gallery, known for its collection of Renaissance masterpieces, is located in which Italian city?
I want to say Florence.
Okay.
Florence is like real cultural hub and has a lot going on there. I've been there. I don't remember this.
Right.
Rome is another good shout.
Yeah, again, I'm...
Have you been to...
Nah.
Italia?
Nah.
Not been to Italy?
No.
Spain you've been to quite a few times. Yeah.
The Italy of the West. Yeah, no, I wouldn't... I don't know.
Italia.
We can go Florence. That sounds right.
Florence?
Yeah.
Florence.
Correct. Oh, yes. Yeah. 2 for 2, answer-wise.
Once again, the issue. If I get the answer right, I just cannot get a percentage in my head. What? Oh, no. There's quite a lot of Italian cities.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, no.
Goose has said...
61%.
61. Scott...
65.
Right.
I was really hoping you'd be lower than me, but I don't know why. So I think it's...
I was almost going to go in the 50s.
No. Well.
This is a problem.
A 61, a 65. This came out at 82%.
Oh, come on.
That's quite huge.
Quite high. Huge. People know they're Italian art galleries.
Art nerds.
Oh, that does feel so high. Oh, that's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. 2 points to Scott.
Thank you.
Takes the win already.
Happy with that.
But we've not had one where anyone's won all three.
Clean sweep.
So let's see if the clean sweep comes. It could though. Do you ever see that thing? I used to watch this thing called the Yankee Workshop. The American Yankee Workshop, was it called? No, the real something.
Right.
But it was like on Discovery or something like that. Yeah. And it was this guy who basically had just a woodworking shop, and he'd show you how to make things. but his woodworking shop was industrial level, like everything.
Right, okay.
And every time he'd be like, I'm going to make this octagonal table right now. And thankfully, I've got this new jig in my shop, and it's like, takes up half the shop, like half the workshop.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not something you could do at home, or even without that exact piece of equipment.
Yeah.
But he talks to you softly, and we'd be like, yeah, so what we'll do is we'll pop it on the machine, we'll adjust all these dials on the side of it. It's like, what? This machine probably costs more than my house.
Yeah.
Like, I loved watching it, but he also had a thing that I thought was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, which was, because I really was into workshops and woodworking and stuff when I was younger. What? I wanted to be a cabinet maker when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, I've totally forgotten what it's called. It's a screwdriver where you push it, and as you push it, it rotates the, and you can set it both ways. And I'd never like seen it in real life before, but I saw him using it quite a lot for like certain cabinets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then one time I was at school, the technician at our school, he got one, and we got really excited over it. I remember being both of us really excited, so we then put together something with these screws.
Nice. Rockstar.
It was really cool.
Nice.
The new Yankee workshop.
That is it.
Finished in 2009, but as of
Norm.
This year in January, all the episodes are available to watch on YouTube.
Amazing. Definitely. That's going to be my following asleep.
So you can go back and binge 284 episodes.
Yeah, every single time he would be like, oh, and I've got this new spindle drum sander. It's like, what?
Hosted by Norm Abram.
Norm. Yeah. Big nice. Norm. He spoke very softly.
Sounds like the Bob Ross of woodwork.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what he is. It was very soothing.
Norm Abram has lived with his wife, Elise, brackets, a skilled potter. Thank you for that note.
Thanks very much.
Imagine the shelves in their place.
I mean, this workshop was
cool
just,
shelves and cool things on top.
Yeah, different level. I mean, imagine if Twitch was around when Norm had started that.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been Twitch gold.
He enjoys cooking, entertaining, visiting museums, art galleries, boating, kayaking, and fishing.
He probably made all of his own boats, all of his own tables that he entertains with.
Just going to whip up a little canoe.
That's the kind of thing where it would just be like, he just would be casually, yeah. And I sort of remember, I think it was always sort of light guitar music in the background. That was the kind of style of it.
He made the guitar as well.
Almost. Oh, and I've got my guitar jig over here. It's like, what?
Self-playing guitar.
Yeah. it was just everything. And it sort of felt like, you know how the TARDIS you walk into and it's bigger on the inside than the outside. It felt like his workshop was like that. It's like it had more corners than a building can have. Because it was like, camera would turn around and it's like, oh, and here's my machine for doing this. It's like, what corner is that in? Look, it's a square building.
Just taking over an old mill or something. Just,
I feel like it was quick cuts. It's just going from different building to building, and it's outhouses for like 50 outhouses of the exact same workshop with all different machines in it. It was
just crazy. Different stock footage of people using different machines.
Yeah, yeah. His hands go down, and it's definitely someone else's hands. Like he always wore, check shirts. Flannel check shirts, you know, obviously. What else would he be wearing? But well worth a watch, I'd say. Now it's all on YouTube, I'd say definitely worth a watch.
Nice.
We should get some kind of like sponsor content for that. If it spikes, because definitely I'm the only person that knows about it in the world.
Well.
I'm that excited about it. I'm going to link a good episode in the show notes to this one.
And you just didn't know that there's cameras rolling and just, just did it for himself.
Yeah, oh. That'd be exactly it.
Let's thank our fundraising wing. This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Hugo Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howell Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, Just a Girl in the USA, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.
What a nice beat that was in the advert. Thank you, Patreons. Question three. The island of New Guinea is shared between Papua New Guinea and which other country? Answer percentage. The island of New Guinea is shared between Papua New Guinea and which other country?
What do you think it is?
Is it I'll say Indonesia.
That's what I wanted to say as well.
Should we just
Is it because we've read the question before that we know the answer?
Maybe.
I don't feel like I would know that otherwise. Indonesia.
Are we going to commit?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's shorts. Summer shorts.
Yeah.
We have to go for it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yay.
YOLO. But
I have absolutely no idea.
What percentage of teams got it correct?
Because that's definitely something that we wouldn't know that if we hadn't read the question out before.
I don't know. We're very smart people.
Are we?
Especially when it comes to geography.
You're going to enjoy this one. I'm showing Lou my number first. I know.
Oh, my God.
Should I go 68 or 70?
I'm not getting involved.
I mean, people right. really might know this. I don't know.
Go, turn. Right. Goose, you've said
50%, straight in the middle.
50%. Scott.
63.
I would be like, this feels like a question I'd be upset if it was higher than 80. Like, it just feels like it shouldn't be higher than 60, this.
Yeah.
Because that's quite a tough question in my mind.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would go for, like, one of the different Guineas.
Yeah.
Like, New Guinea.
And also because of the Guinea thing, I think they're all around the world. Like, Equatorial Guinea, Guinea-Bissau,
yeah.
Papua New Guinea. Like, there are lots of different Guineas. So yeah. I feel like this is quite a confusing question in that sense. So if this comes out over 80%, I'll be pretty upset.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be that high, obviously.
Wait for it. Louis sitting with his stupid grin on his face.
One of you's 9% away, one's 4% away.
We could work this out quite quickly, I'm sure.
We got 50 of 63, the percentage was 54%.
Oh, thank you. Nice. I mean, that's avoided the clean sweep as well.
Yeah, you've foiled my plan.
Four episodes in and pesky kid. No clean sweeps.
Yet.
Yeah,
victory for Scott though. That's the implication there. Well done.
Ka-chow.
Have we got the summer shorts series so far?
Not yet.
We don't have the. We were going to get a sponsor or something for it, weren't we? No. What were we going to do? Get a prize. We were going to arrange a prize for it.
Yeah.
3-1 to Scott.
Yes. What? Oh, this is really bad.
Smashing it.
That's bad. Brilliant. Oh. Well, on that note, where I'm sad and upset, we'll leave you to it. Summer shorts, though. Get your summer shorts in. Show us what shorts you've got for the summer. We would like to see them. I like when people get crack out a pair of shorts they haven't worn for a long time, and you're like, that's an old pair. Well played.
Yeah. Good on you. Don't have to be wearing them.
No. You know what I miss, though? Having camouflage shorts. I want to get some more camouflage shorts again. I used to wear them all the time. And I like having pockets on the side.
Oh, get some cargos.
Yeah, I like camouflage shorts, the cargo camouflage shorts with pockets on the side. It's really handy.
So functional.
Yeah.
Angling for a sponsor here.
Giacomo, come on us.
Dickies. Cool. Thanks, everyone. Another win for your boy.
Bye.
Bye.